Parshas Dvorim, Erev Tisha B'Av, Ches B'Av, Beis Tfila, Tov Shin, Ayin Vov. In the second pasuk of this, in the third pasuk of this week's parsha, Vayhi Barboim Shono, Bashter Asar Chodesh. In the 40th year, in the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat, Be'echod LaChodesh, Diber Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Moshe speaks to Am Yisrael. It's exactly 1 month and 7 days before Moshe's passing away. He dies on the 7th of Adar. It's now Shchodesh Shvat. And Moshe is now using the opportunity to rebuke Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Melamed Shloichichon El Samuch Lemisa. He only rebuked them adjacent and close to his death. Mimi Lomad. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu learn this idea that you don't rebuke someone only close to your death? Mi Yaakov. Because likewise Yaakov Shloichiach Hezbonov El Samuch Lemisa. Also Yaakov rebuked his children in Parshas Vayichi. That's where you get the big Toichachas are also Samach Lemisa. And says Rashi a mind-boggling piece of information. Omar Ruven Bni. Ruven gets hit really hard. Pachas Kamayim. And Yomer Lecha Mipnei Mar Lo Yichachticho Kol Hashonim Alolu. Why didn't I rebuke you all these years? Why do I wait to Parshas Vayichi, to close to my death, to rebuke you? Kedei shelo itanicheini, you shouldn't leave me, v'teilech v'tedabek beis avachi. I was afraid to go off the derech. Ruvein b'chol Yisrael, says Yaakov. Had I rebuked you early on, just boom, you go off and hang out by Esau. Unbelievable. Yaakov b'chol Yisrael. Yaakov, the son of Reuven, the son of Yaakov, the grandson of Yitzchak, the great grandson of Avram, had Yaakov delivered the same rebuke that he said at the end. Had it been said earlier, there was a chance, there was a sakona that Reuven would just go off the derech and go and hang out by Esau. A friend of mine, who was a big mechanech, told me that he was invited to speak at a conference for mechanchim. He was asked to speak, and he got up and he asked the panel, "Do you think, is it permitted, is it correct, is it wrong, for discipline purposes, to embarrass the Talmud in public?" The Rebbe needs to discipline the class, and as a kid is misbehaving, is it right to embarrass him? Is it right? Is it wrong? That's what you ask the people. What does the Olam say? Huh? You're a tzaddik. Anyone else? Yeah, parents are right. I could be private, done privately here in front of the whole class. Oh, big tzaddikim. Yes.
Ruin him for life.
Ruin him for life. All of you are dangerous also, right? So he told them, there were different opinions shared.
Is that Yaakov waited until the end of his life to be ruling?
True. Good. He's being right from Yaakov. But there, it doesn't say because he's afraid of him going off the derech.
And that was Yaakov and
Reuven. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, very good. Mordechai, you're saying good.
Now time.
Good gesagt. You're saying good. So he told them, it's a Mefusha Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, says the Rambam gives instructions how to educate. Today they want teachers to go through a course. Here just you have to learn the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, see what to do, what not to do. Says the Rambam, Harav Shalimeit, the Rebbe explained the Shir, Vroivinu HaTalmidim, and the pupils did not understand, Vroyichoy Saleim, he must not get angry with them. El Choyze V'Sheina Dovor, the Rebbe needs to repeat the material. Omu Chachomim, Ein HaBayis Shalomeit, the Talmid can't be embarrassed, he needs to speak up and say, Rebbe, I didn't understand, can you please explain again? A person who's very tough should not be teaching. So you want to have patience for the Talmidim to explain to them what they need to hear. What is this? When the Talmidim were unable to understand, perhaps the material is very deep, very complex. Maybe they don't have such great minds. Hard for them to absorb the material. If that's the case, the Rebbe needs to be very patient. Aval, says the Rambam, im nikal rav. But if the Rav observes, she misrashlin bedivrei Torah, or misrapin oleo. If the Rav observes they're being lax, they're being lazy, they're sitting back, ulefigach leivinu. We don't understand. Yeah. And what did you do about it? Did you do your homework? No. Did you listen? No. We don't understand. If that's the case, Chayev Lirgeis Aleihem, he's obligated to get angry with them. V'lachlimon, to embarrass them. You battle on him, good for nothings. B'dvarim, de'lechadaton, to sharpen them. Obinim zomu chachomim zroik mor b'talmidim. Sometimes the Rebbe has to be bitter and tough with the Talmidim. When? If he sees they're being lax. If it's because the material is so complex, they're trying their best, they don't understand. Rebbe has to be patient. But if they're being lax and sitting back, he has to be tough with them and embarrass them to get them to work. Yes? He's mechuyev. This is Hilchos Talmud Torah. Says the Rambam, chayev lirgeis aleihem. Not a reshus. Chayev. Embarrassing means if it's shelo kedin, it's kedin. Whatever needs to be said.
This doesn't tell you.
If they're sitting back, they're being lazy. Give it to them. Make them work.
Anyway, can you say what I just said?
Yeah, if it's necessary. Yeah, get them to work. Get them going.
This
more of a Talmidim! Pinch them! No, that's putting guy down. No, obviously he's telling. I wasn't focused on what you're saying. No, obviously tell the guy you can't do it, then you. The idea is to get him to work. If you tell the guy you're stupid and you can't do it, so he's going to give up. That's not the point. Obviously, tell them you could do better, but to scream at them. And to embarrass them, you're being lazy. Okay, so you get into work, so you gotta wake him up. Lachlimon.
It doesn't tell you For what you're saying, that's like one. It's not like a whole group.
Why is it different?
If you're giving your shoes with the shoes right out of all of us, you could do it.
It's more offensive. It's more offensive. Okay? I don't think I hear what you're saying, but I don't think the Rambam's mechalek. In principle, we have a head of lachliman to get a talmid to go. We can machlim him if it's necessary, of course. If he's not putting his effort in, gotta get him going. Okay.
In public, you
he's busy. If he's batting around, smoke more about talmidim. Okay. So this is what he told the mechanchim. So stand for discipline. No heter, but to get them to work if necessary and if being lax and lazy, so you'd have to be machlin. So he told me that it was many years ago he met Rav Shteyman and he asked him, what do you say about this? It's a good method, said Rav Shteyman, and it's in line with what Mordechai was saying. It all depends if the Talmud has a second option. If all the Talmud knows, he knows the Cheder, he doesn't know anything else, he has no where else to turn. So you can give it to him, because nothing's going to, he's just going to work, he's in the corner, now you can be machlin him and get him to work. But if this Talmud has five friends who are bums in the park, he has five dropout friends, and he has a second option. There's plenty of things going on in the park over there. They're very busy. Shem Rachim are with. And then you're machlim him. So he has a second option, so he's just going to run away. So it's true, the Rambam says. True, but the Maisa, he's just going to run away. If it's a Talmud who has no choice, that's... So he's by you, so you can give it to him. But if he has a second option, which today is very rampant, so then it's too dangerous. Which is what you're saying, Mordechai, right? So anyway, this is in line with Yaakov, who told Reuven, I didn't rebuke you too now, because I was afraid to go off to your uncle, Uncle Esav. That's why I waited till now. This week, yes?
But now, you would be written before death. It's not the spirit that dies.
People take it seriously. The son will not rebel against his father. If it's his father's dying wish, he won't take it so bad. We're now in Pash, after us, Chazoin. By the Yekim, they read the Lechadoiti, they read with a special tune, with Haftar of Chazoin, called Ikradin, Mikradin, Minag Ashkenaz, Minag Ramo, is that in Shabbos Chazoin, you wear weekday clothes, come with your jeans, the torn ones, the torn is very, it's called nice. Maybe come with your untorn jeans, come to shul. That's a Mikra Din. Shabbos Chazoin. It says in... Let's see, what does it say over there? Kisavo lirois ponai mi bikei zeus mi etchem remois chatzeroi. Says the Novi Shayo, in the name of Hashem, you come and visit me in the Beis HaMikdash. Who asked you to come and to tread in my chotzer? continues, ובפוריסכם כפיכם, and you lift up your hands, אלים אינאי מכם, my eyes will ignore you, גם תיסר בוספילו, even you will daven tremendously, אינני שומע, I don't listen. There's a very sweet Rambam that we're accustomed to read in Elul. Rambam Hilchos Teshuva, a very encouraging Rambam. But now, in Tisha B'Av time, it's not going to be very sweet. It's going to be very frightening. So after Rambam, in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Kama Me'ula, Malas HaTshuva. How beautiful Tshuva is. Emesh. Till now, before the Tshuva, Hoyazem Muvdol Mehashem Eloike Yisrael. He was cut off, separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheneemar, Avonoseichem Hayu Mavdilim Beineichem Ulbein Eloikeichem. Your sins were separating between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Rambam. Soyek ve'einoy nana. You'd shout out to Shemayim, you would not be answered. She'ne'emar. And he quotes from Araf Torah. Gam kisar busfilo eineni shoymea. You'll daven tremendously. Tehillim groups, 1,000 times the Tehillim. Eineni shoymea, I don't listen. Continues the Rambam. He hasn't finished darshaning after us hazoin. The oisem mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs. Torfin oisem nefonov. In front of them, they'll be gobbled up. Then I translate torfin. And his computer games. You make a mitzvah, boom. Torfin oisem nefonov. Shenemar. Don't need your mitzvahs. Get out of here. That was Emesh during the Chet. Vayoyim continues the Rambam. Post Tshuva. Who mudubak bashchina. He's cleaving to the Shechina. Shenemar. Vatem atveikim bashem eloikeichem. Chayim kulchem ayoyim. Soyeit venana miyad. He just davens, he's immediately answered, Shenemar, Voyotere mikru vani ene. Oise mitzvahs, mekablim oisem benachas. His mitzvahs are gladly accepted. Shenemar, ki kvar rotze leikim es maasecho. Shem wants your deeds. Vroyoid, el Hashem isavim lohem. Shem kivyochul desires our mitzvahs. Shenemar, v'or v'ol Hashem, minchas Yehude v'usholayim. It's sweet. He's waiting for it. So in Elul time it's very sweet because we're hearing about Midas HaTshuva. But we see how the Rambam is learning, passing from our Torah. What's it like before the Tshuva? What's it like to be in a situation of Chet? That we're separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tzoyek Ve'inonana. And we oise mitzvahs for torfim oise lefono. The Beis HaLevi in the Akdama to the Beis HaLevi al HaTorah, he quotes his Rambam that the mitzvahs we do, and he quotes the Sfarim, Shekosvu, the mitzvahs that you do, Moisifim Koyach Lasitra Achra. And therefore he explains the Yaz Medrash, where the Medrash says that A person who's misbayish min atshuva, meaning he's not doing tshuva. So yochel, ya yoshe batel. So have a mean of person wouldn't do mitzvahs anymore. Because what's the point? Why should I do mitzvahs? So then I dilute them. They're not accepted. They're waiting to kol chachra. Why should I do them any more mitzvahs? What's the point? Kamash v'lan, you should do mitzvahs. Why? Says the Beit Halevi, because the mafreya, once you do tshuva, those mitzvahs you get back. The site we find in the Gemara in Soita, where it says over there in Soita Chaf Aleph Amud Beis or Amud Aleph, Aveiro Mechaba Mitzvah, Vein Aveiro Mechaba Torah. This is all Chiddush. The Pshutai, when you read the Mefarshei of the Novi, the Pshutai, when Hashem says, because the mitzvah you're doing it improperly. That's the pashtus. You come into the Beis HaMikdash as a social gathering, and the Maisa, your heart full of avodah zarah, to get out of it. That's kipshutoi. That's how the Mefarshei HaPshat all learn. But the Rambam is telling us, we're learning from the Rambam, that you did a veil over there. In this mitzvah, you're doing a regular mitzvah. It's still Torah for Noisa Befana. In the Sefer Nachal Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector, in his Akdoma to Chelek Beis, so he brings the Tzlach, that a mitzvah doing a Shema doesn't get affected. A mitzvah done in Shema. But this is part of our Tisha B'Av message to realize what goddess we're in. We're pre-tshuva, we're still in the chet stage. To realize the chatoim not only affect themselves, they even impact our mitzvahs. Because we're in goddess from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And lama lachem reis chatzerai, that I don't want kivyochel, Hashem is not accepting our mitzvahs. This is part of the Tisha B'Av message. In the Sefer Leket Sichas Musar, for Isaac Sher, he has another Nukuda. That in time of the Churban, you lose the Siyata Deshmaya of a mitzvah. Mitzvahs have a Siyata Deshmaya. Brings the Gemara in Gittin, the famous Gemara, describing Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, the whole story, and Bar Kamsa went to the Roman Emperor and said, Modu b'cha yudoi, the Jews have rebelled, and the emperor sent a test, a korban, to see if the Jews would offer the korban. Bar Kamsa made the wound in his eye, and he came and brought the korban to the Chachomim. And the Chachomim were in a big dilemma. What should they do? Should they accept the korban or not? And the Chachomim wanted to accept the korban, because it's sakonas nefashas, you know, it's a mum. And there was a big tzaddik called Rabbi Zchari ben Avkulos. And he said, no, we cannot accept the korban because Yomru, the Bali Mumin craving the Gabi Mizbeach. No, we can't do this because it'd be wrong. People think it's Ati Makar of Bali Mum. Okay. Chomer says, okay, let's assassinate him. Let's bump him off. An accident. Let's give him an accident. A planned one. And he said, no, because Yomru, that Makriv Mumim is Chayv Misa. And says the Gemara, I'm going to snooze later Rabbi Zchari ben Avkulos. His anove, his savlonus, his tolerance, he chriva is beitenu, the sorfa is heichalenu, vigdi sonu maratzenu. The Maisa, Rabbi Zchari was doing it. He was using his good middos. It was the Shem Shamayim. He was a good person. He meant Lashem Shamayim. How did this happen? How could it be that through his tavlonos, his anova, which are wonderful qualities, his yer Shamayim, why didn't he get this? Why didn't, how did he fall? It's part of the Churban, it's part of the Hester upon him, that even if you're doing a mitzvah, you use the Siyata Dishmaya. Because normally speaking, you get Siyata Dishmaya, a mitzvah shouldn't cause bad, should only cause good. And likewise, we find at the later part of the Churban, with Gedalia ben Achikam, same Gedalia, where there was also tremendous Churban, tremendous massacres happened afterwards. Why? Because he wasn't Makabel Lashon Hara. He didn't want to believe the Lashon Hara. Mighty meant for good. Why was there no Siyata Dishmaya? A person wants to make Lashon, not to accept Lashon Hara. Why did Hashem get the Siyata Dishmaya to, it shouldn't fall, it shouldn't trip, shouldn't, bad things shouldn't come out of that. It's all part of the Hester upon him. So it's something to remember when you're in Tisha B'Av, when we're discussing the Hester upon him, discussing the Richuk, we feel so far. This is part of it. That even our mitzvahs are affected. And that's what we have to get. Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha v'nashuva chadei Sheminu kekedem. We say the end of Eicha. That's part of our cry. We want to come back. Chazoin Yeshayahu ben Amoitz Asher Choza Yerushalayim Shimu Shomayim Vazini Eretz Ki Hashem Diber Bonim Gidalti Verimamti Ben Poshubi. I've raised sons and they rebelled against me. Hoi Goy Choyte Am Kveid Ovoim Zera Mireim Bonim Mashchisim. Mashchisim is Loshan Avoyta Zorah. As it says, Pentashchisun Vasisem Pesel. Bonim Mashchisim. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph tells us. Bonim Atem Ad Lashem Elokeichem. Great with sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bizman Shetem Noyagim Minag Bonim. When you act like a son, Atem Kuim Bonim, you're called a son. Sons obey their fathers. Enatem minoyegim minag bonim. You don't act like a son. You don't listen to your father. Enatem kuim bonim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You're not called a son. You don't act like a son. You're not a son. Rabbi Meir Oimer. Bein kach kuim bonim. Whether they behave or they misbehave, they're still called bonim. Shenema. Bolim scholim heimo. Bonim loy emun bom. Ask the Gemara, okay. So if they were shayim, but maybe avodah zara. If the sons are doing the exact opposite to what their father says, not just doing reveres, doing avodah zara. Vichitaymar ki polchu avodah gehovim loy mikru bonim. Perhaps azoy vayt. The most extreme person can do is to be with Avodah Zorah. Toshma V'Omer Zerem Mireim Boni Mashchisim. Doras Chazoyin Boni Mashchisim is still good Boni even by Avodah Zorah. V'Chitoymar Boni Mashchisim with the Mikri, because maybe they call bad Boni, but Bnei Ma'aliyah Loi Mikri, maybe they can never, they have to stay that way forever, they can never come back and be good children. Toshma Rabbi Mokoyim Asher Yomar Alem Lo Yami Atem Yomar Alem Bnei Keil Chai. With tshuva, says Rashi, with tshuva you always come back. So Achleikas Rav Meir, Rabbi Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, we're bonim in all situations, whether we behave or whether we don't behave, we're still called bonim. The Maral and Netzach Yisrael Perikut out of great length discusses this, and that since Hashem chose us, whatever we do, we're bonim. Hashem mitzidei calls bli b'chari Yisrael, whether we behave, whether we do avodah zarah non-stop, we're always called bonim. It's an unbreakable connection. the Rambam's father, Rabbeinu Maimon, has Nigeres HaNachoma. He writes over there, Shakush Baruch Hu Yisno Itzonu, Hashem will never hate us. Lo Yasir Ma'aleinu Shem Bonim. Hashem will never take away our name of Bonim. Leikesh Yirtzer Bonu, not when He likes us. Leikesh Yichos Aleinu, or even when He's angry with us. Leikesh Anamin Boy, Leikesh Nosser Menu. Even when we're with Him, we're against Him, we're always called Bonim. Bnei B'chay Yisrael. This concept that we're Bonim in all situations has a lochik nafkemina to all this. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. In Shut HaRashbo, Chelek Aleph Shut Kuf Tzadik Dalet, he was asked the question, Em Shumud La'Avoyda Zorah? The Pope, is the Pope still Jewish? Is he still around? He's a Jewish Pope, no? He's not anymore. Okay. Is he still alive? Where? There was a Jewish Pope. Just now. What? He wasn't elected. Okay. Fine. If you have a Meshumad L'Avodah Zarah, a Yid who does Avodah Zarah day and night 24/7. Meshumad L'Avodah Zarah, and he dies. Is his body Metame Bo'il? Can a Kohen be in the same vicinity, same room as the dead body? A Goy, who knows Shittas, a Goy is not Metame Bo'il. Would a Jew be Metame Bo'il? What's the Shaila? Do we say Yisrael Afa Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu? Still Yid? Or do we say no? Since we're not Machzir his Aveda, if a Meshumad loses something, we don't give it back. And since you're allowed to lend him beribis, ribis sutra, you can lend to him. As nishkin yid. So therefore it's not a tamar boil. This is the shaila. Ask the Rashba. Says the Rashba, no, don't mix things up. To do with achicha, aveda is because of achicha. It's not your achicha. That's why you don't give back aveda's achicha. And that's why ribis, why sashich, achicha. Fine. But when it comes to is he a Yid? Says the Rashba, Kiddushin daf lamed vav amud alef. According to Rabbi Yudah, you're not called Bonim. According to Rabbi Meir, Bein kach kuim Bonim. Ask the Rashba, 1 second. But Machlek is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, who do we paskin like? Rabbi Yudah, Eibazoy, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yudah, he's not a Ben. He's not Misnaik a Bonim. So here we paskin like Rabbi Meir, because the Kroy, the Psukim are mashma like him. Therefore the Shulchan Aruch in Yodea, Simen Shinayin, Beis, Paskins, Kever, Shemumor, La'Avodas Kichovim, Metame Kesher Yisrael. And the Groh over there brings is one of the main reasons, because we pass in like Rameh, Benkach, is the reason he's Metame Kesher Yisrael. So it's Mamash La'Aloch La'Maisa, that Benkach or Benkach was still called a Ben. In this week's parasha, where Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the Chet HaMeraglim, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chof Zayin, it says, "Batirognu ba'aleichem ba'toimru b'sinas Hashem oisanu hoitzionu meres Mitzrayim." Hashem took us out of hatred. When they heard the reports about what's happening at Israel, these big giants, they saw the massive fruits, they decided, and when they were crying, so they said, "Oh, so what did Hashem take us out for?" Out of hatred. He wants us to be killed by the Emoraim. Where did we get this from? Why do they think Hashem hates them? Rashi says, "B'sinas Hashem oisonu." He loved you. Rather, an attempt to say, because you hate Hashem. Marshal Edith Omer, the way you feel to your friend is the way he feels to you. If you can't stand your friend, he probably can't stand you either. It's a reflection. So, since they hated Hashem, they thought Hashem hates them. That's where it came from. That's Rashi's chat. Where did they get the sinner from? It wasn't sure. Hashem loved them. They thought, since we hate Hashem, so He hates us. That's what Rashi says. The Sfarna says, the sinner is Hashem Eisonu. Hashem hates us because they recognize that because they did avoid the Zorah. And therefore Hashem is sending us to these nations to punish us. And this was their mistake. And there's the mistake. Even if she thought something they did avoid the Zorah, it's Yerushalayim. They felt wonderful, beautiful. Huh? It was Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. It was the mistake. They felt, since we've done avoid the Zorah, Hashem hates us. That's the mistake. Because bonim atem Hashem lokechem. Ben kachu, ben kachu in bonim. And don't assume Hashem wants to wipe you out. It's wonderful, very encouraging. To all good bonim. In all situations. And the shayla I'd like to share with you. It's a very, very fundamental question. When we read Eicha, we read about the tzaras, how people were wiped out. Kilah hamasa eitzim avonim, correct, but there's plenty of human suffering, of mothers cooking their children. We remember the Holocaust. It helps us envision what happened, and whole cities were wiped out, full of tzaddikim and good people and children. So, if you're going to tell me, it's midas hadin. You do chatoim, midas hadin, you achzorius, wipe you out. Shomer, we know yesh din, yesh dayan. But can you tell me, bonim? If we see Hashem is killing us, wiping us out, mass killings, cities all wiped out with no zechen. Can you call that father to son? Does that make sense? Tell me din. Tell me Melech. Can you tell me Avinu? Is that possible? So is it indeed fatherly? Yeah. Yes? Go on. Beautiful. I think the answer is to be found in Parshas Re. There we get the relationship, ratio of death and bonim. It says over there, bonim atem Hashem Elokeichem. You're bonim to Hashem. It is great to do, to simu korcha ben eneichem lemeis. If someone dies, don't go overboard and cut yourself out of tzar. Ki am kodei shatal Hashem Elokecho. So what did Ibn Ezra? And here the Torah is teaching us how to relate to death. Boni matem Hashem Elokechem. Since you know, says Ibn Ezra, Hashem loves you like a father to a son, even more. Yoyse me'av. Al tisgoy to do. If death happens, al tisgoy to do. Ki kol ma sheyase l'toivu. Vim lo yavinu, we don't understand. Kasha lo yavinu avoni maktani masa aviem. Little children don't understand why their parents take them to the doctor and the doctor takes out this massive needle. They don't understand why. They don't understand why the doctors, the parents take them and the doctors take a knife and stitch them up. They don't understand why. But they trust the parents. It hurts. But they trust the parents. The parents meant for good. So likewise, Ken tasu gam atem, bonim atem Hashem Elokeichem. Ki am kodesh ator Hashem Elokeichem. Zok tesfono. Zok tesfono. Gam eni star meoid b'shul nezek magia lemeis misosay. If death happened, don't be so upset. Ki am kodesh ator. מזומן לחיי המבוא שעסקו הסרוח בהם יופי מכל חיי למסיע. Because the why do you think they went to the missing thing, they disappeared? They're in the world with there's so much, there's more pleasure there than all the world, our world together. I'm Kodesh Ator Hashem Elokecho. So therefore we are bonim, and even we read the terrible destructions, we have to cry about it. It's meant to wake us up. There's a message to be got. Hashibeinu Hashem Elokecho. But it's Ben Kach or Ben Kach Ruim Bonim. That was the mistake of Am Yisrael. B'sina as Hashem Yisonu. That all Hashem hates us. Hashem doesn't hate us. Hashem loves us. But we do bad. There's a wake up call. It's called Golos. It's called Tzoros. It's to wake us up. And that's where the end of Eichel is. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho V'nashuv V'chadesh Yimeinu Kedem. Let us heed the call as we're sitting on the floor crying on Tisha B'Av. Remember, it's not, we're not here just to talk about the past. To hurt ourselves. There's a message. Get the message. Wake up. Hashiveinu Hashem Elokecho. And Meila will do tshuva. Hashem will answer our tefillahs. Hashem, all our mitzvahs will come back. We'll have a beautiful connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll have all the brachas. All the echos will be turned into bracha, into simcha. Yeshvu, Zkeinim, Zkeinim, Zuchoy, Yerushalayim. We'll be together. We'll be in the Beis HaMikdash. If we get, let's get the message, wake up, get the message, and come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, recognize it's all because of our avinos. That's what's happening. Thank you very much, and have an easy fast. Our next shiur will be, B'zad Hashem, we'll be discussing, are we looking for, is there any hetzer to go to the Kotel and not to do Kriya?